This is episode 1207 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our series this week. We are exploring an important theme. It's the theme of truth, honoring yourself and others as well by sharing your truth, as well as listening to others' truth. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation to help you tap into your inner truth. And throughout this week's series, you've discovered insight as well as meditation techniques to help you live your truth. And this can be challenging, especially when the climate of the day is so controversial in regard to the full spectrum of the foundations of society, politically, economically, socially. We are in such a time of controversy. But if you consider that what we're exploring and experiencing during these days of a global pandemic, we are redefining our truth. We are coming up with a new truth where there's more unity. There's a lot of dissension being put forth, but it's being put forth to create some kind of unity that we can all agree on. So when you think about sharing your truth, consider doing so with loving kindness rather than doing so in a way where you're attacking other people's truth. When you see people in pain sharing their truth in a way that may seem negative, usually it's because they want so badly to be heard. So if you simply spend more time listening when you're not even really sure how you feel about certain circumstances, simply listen and tap into your inner truth a little more. I've been sharing with you an acronym to help you do this, and this is actually an acronym to help you put together a safety shield for yourself. And it's from the book called Facing Heartbreak. And it's by a couple different authors. It's by Stephanie Carnes, Mari Lee, and Anthony Rodriguez. And it's actually a book for addicts healing from the trauma caused by people who have addictions to alcohol or drugs or sex or power or fame, whatever it might be. You could really be addicted on more subtle levels as well, to looking good, to earning a certain income, to your work, to fitness, to how you eat. An addiction is classified as a brain disorder, something you do repetitively that disorders your brain in a particular way. It's characterized by compulsive engagement in some kind of rewarding stimuli despite adverse consequences. So what you're doing this week, going through a meditation series focused on truth, is so valuable. I honor you for being here, for showing up, for doing the work. You are doing important work. Now, as you get ready to settle yourself down and meditate, I'll share with you the final acronym, as I mentioned, in your safety shield. And this is E for encouragement. So you discovered at the beginning of this series, S, support, three ways to support yourself when you're feeling distanced from your truth. when there's so much commotion and distraction going on, like today, it can become easy to be so distanced from who you really are. The next letter was A. You discovered an affirmation to affirm yourself. And that affirmation is, I listen to my inner truth. I listen to my inner truth. I encourage you to repeat this every day this week, especially when you're feeling as though you're being pulled away from who you really are, what you really represent and stand for. It's easy to let your emotions get carried away with all the events happening around us these days. The F in SAFE stands for what we explored in yesterday's series, focus. Your mental focus is so vital to living your truth. And you were encouraged to consider what steals away your focus the most and to come up with a way to pull you back into your truth. You could do this by going for a walk, reconnecting. Nature's a powerful way to connect you back to yourself. You could do this by journaling every day. You could do this by cooking or baking or calling someone who helps you get back on track with yourself. We all have those people in our lives, hopefully you do, who remind us again of who we are. They help us get real with ourselves again. Well, that leads right into today's final letter of the acronym for your safety shield, and that is the letter E. It stands for encouragement, encouraging. Who is someone who encourages you to be who you are? They honor who you are. Some people have such a gift for recognizing the essence of who you are. Those people are so valuable. Honor them. Connect with them. Whether they're alive or not, their belief in you remains with you. We always remember those people in our lives. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, know that the full 30-minute guided meditations for a deeper experience are on the Sip and Om meditation app. It's 2 weeks free access to over 2,000 meditations at your fingertips. And also you can find all the techniques that I share each day on the Sip and Om Facebook and Instagram sites. So that's where you can go back and take a look at all the techniques. So as you begin to bring to mind this person who encourages you, I want you to visualize them sitting right next to you. Feel their presence and remember how they believed in you. Remember how you feel when you're with this person. It could be someone in your family, or maybe not. Maybe it's a teacher or a coach or a good friend or even someone you met randomly on a vacation. But when you were with that person, they really seem to get who you are. Visualize yourself seated next to this person who reminds you of who you really are. Sit together and meditate, visualizing this person right next to you, meditating with you, encouraging you, anchoring you to feel safe. It's easy to get lost in the world of commotion. Come back to who you are. We need you. We need your true essence. Sit for as long as you like, ending your meditation on a high note. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.